morning, 7:38, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Chip Simmons. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I am doing well. Anything happened in the last day or two that we didn't already know about? I guess Whisper Drive, the shooting there, is one we do know about. Anything else happen?
Well, you know, we've identified a man that's been reported missing since 1985. So that was kind of interesting.
Wow.
As you may have reported already, we had a deceased body found back in 1985 off of Klondike Road. But we were not able to identify this individual. And as you know, for years, we identified them as John Doe's. Recently, a family member of this person was looking for them. And then they found out that the belt buckle had the initials on it and thought that might be her missing uncle. Contacted us in 2018, I believe. We did some DNA checking and found out that we were able to identify the man as William Thompson. We have not yet solved the crime, but at least we know who the person was, and it enables us to go back and take a look at some of his known associates.
Wow, 35 years cold case. And Klondike Road, I mean, this long predates me here in Pensacola, but there can't have been much of anything out there at that time. Wouldn't have even been developed much yet, right?
Well, you know, I was around in 85, and it was pretty rural. I agree with that. But, I mean, there were houses out there.
Okay, all right.
It was kind of rare that type of thing would take place back then.
Yeah. So he was from here. Where was he from?
No, he was not from here. I'm not sure exactly where he was from, but he was from out of town. But his last known location was Escambia County. He had called from relatives and said that he was in the Pensacola area. So they knew that he was here. But they never put out a missing person because, you know, when you're grown up, you can go wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
Even if you just want to wander the countryside.
Wow.
So we just were not able to put two and two together back in 1985. But at least the family does know, unfortunately and fortunately, what happened to their loved one.
Yeah, I mean, some closure. And it's a good reminder, too, that, homicides are never closed, right? Those never close entirely because you're always trying to solve those, and there's no statute of limitations either on the crime. More recently, we had this drive on shooting over on Whisper Drive over the weekend, right?
Yeah, we're still working on that investigation. We post information on our Facebook as often as we can for people that were wanted for questioning. And we just ask people to take a look at that. We have some pretty good pictures of individuals. One of them, Cornell Demetrius Smith, on a separate case, we note that he was arrested. So we're no longer looking for him. But we have a number of individuals that we're looking for, whether it is for questioning only or for the crime itself. In that case on Whisper Drive, I think we're looking for DeAndre Jenkins Ross. He is wanted for the shooting on Whisper Drive, as you mentioned, but he is wanted for questioning only at this point.
And we also had not quite the same sort of event, but we had over on Spanish Trail, Creighton, he had a guy show up, I guess, at the Circle K with gunshot wounds last week. That was also your case. I sometimes it's hard for me to remember whether PPD or Escambia County Sheriff's, but that one's in the county. That was your case, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I guess it does get confusing sometimes because the city of Pensacola, the Pensacola Police Department works it. They had a homicide over the last couple of days, but we were working the cases that you're talking about. Yes,
and
again, we're looking for information. But
no, go ahead. Looking for information, and I guess my question in a lot of these cases, it's always the relevant question: is are people helping you? You know, are you getting cooperation or not?
Well, I would say that the majority of the time, the cases that we put out, we're not getting cooperation. The ones where we say they're drive-by type related, we are not getting the cooperation that we think we should be getting. That's the case. But there are some. I would say probably a little less than half. We do get cooperation from individuals that are victims of gunshots or that witness gunshots.
One of the other kind of, I don't know, just odd stories, but, you know, it's not odd when somebody gets shot six times, was this 70-year-old woman on Lillian Highway. She says he was attacking her, but I guess she's known for telling stories. What happened here?
Oh, my gosh, what a crazy story this is. Yeah, a 70-year-old woman, we ended up charging with attempted homicide She shot a guy 6 times who is her neighbor at a retirement home after apparently he refused some of her advances. We arrested a Uganda Grace Bachbaum, who again was 7 years old. She resided at the Murgo Villas on Lillian Highway. She claims that he tried to advance on her, and the victim says that she made advances on him when he refused her, turned around to leave. She shot him 6 times. Just what a crazy story.
Wow. So he was shot in the back 6 times?
That's my understanding. Yeah, we turned away from her, and she shot him as he pleaded for her to stop shooting.
Well, that is a harder stand-your-ground case to prove when somebody has their back turned on you. And, oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Wow. Okay. Anything else that we ought to know about today, Chief, that haven't already covered, or anything you guys got coming up in terms of – you guys haven't been able to do as much of your normal outreach kind of stuff, but anything you do have coming up, or, you know, safety in the place of worship kind of workshops or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, every time we start to get back to, you know, think we're going to get back to normal, we try to have like a safety in a place of worship where we only have, you know, the half of a room filled up so we can maintain that social distance. Something happens, hurricane happens. So we don't have anything in the works right now. We are maintaining our conversations and communications with our neighborhood watches and neighborhood associations, some through Zoom. Some of them do have some smaller group meetings that we do attend. But we certainly look forward to getting back to, you know, to some sense of normalcy. Hopefully we'll be able to do that, you know, as the year ends and maybe even into next year.
Absolutely. Chip Simmons, he is the Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thank you so much for the time this morning. We appreciate the work.
You bet. Y'all take care.